Yo, what's up, people? What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy, Tiario. And I am back, y'all, with another video and also another truthful topic and message in my season video series. And let's get to it, people. I gotta talk about this one, y'all. Wives who aren't attractive anymore. I gotta talk about this one real quick, y'all. Wives who aren't attractive anymore. Wives who are not attractive anymore to their husbands. I got to talk about this one, people, because this needs to be discussed, man. Let me dive straight off into it. For all of you wives out there who are not attractive to your husbands anymore, what's up with you, man? I got to give it to you uncut raw. What's up with you? What's up with y'all? You used to be pretty. You used to be beautiful. You used to be the stuff when your husband met you. Remember when your man first met you, how you was the stuff? You was sexy, you was pretty, you was fine. Had it going on. But now all of a sudden, you got married. And you done popped out them kids. And now you a so-called wife now. Now, You feel you don't have to keep yourself up anymore. This is how a lot of you women out there feel now. And Tiario, I'm sorry, but I gotta set y'all straight, bro. Because I am sick and tired of looking at you wives look the way y'all be looking today. The way, yo, I'm gonna keep it real. The way you wives be looking today, y'all look bad, bro. Y'all look bad. Y'all look ran through. Y'all look dragged down, stressed out. Y'all look bad, bro. A lot of you wives, y'all don't even come out the house with your hair fixed anymore. You're running behind your children. You don't even keep yourself up. You just look dragged and tired. You're not attractive anymore. You're not attractive anymore to your man. You're not attractive anymore. And then this is what trips me out about you wives who aren't attractive anymore. Y'all have the nerve to get mad at the brothers when they start cheating on you. But you got to understand, nobody put a gun in your head and told you to let yourself go. Nobody put a gun to your head and told you to let yourself go. Nobody did that. You choose to let yourself go, okay? You choose to get fat and out of shape. You choose to not keep your hair up. You choose this stuff, man. Nobody is putting a gun to your head saying, hey, eat 3 gallons of ice cream and just let yourself go and be a slob. No one is putting a gun to your head telling you to let yourself go as a wife. Nobody's telling you to do this. You were doing this out of your own free will. And then you have the nerve to get mad when your man start running behind some young chick in the streets. You get mad when your man start running behind an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old. You get mad when your man start running behind a stripper at the club. But you let yourself go. You're not attractive anymore to your man. What do you expect him to do? Sit there and be miserable with you? That man can't look at that. Man, you got to be crazy. And then this is what trips me out with you women. You women be talking about all this for better or for worse foolishness. Man, you got to be out your mind, man. What are you talking about for better or for worse? Ain't nobody got time to be sitting around being with you, watching you let yourself go. Are you crazy? I'm going to say it again. Ain't nobody got time to be sitting around you, watching you let yourself go. You got to be crazy, man. Ain't nobody got time for that. You need to keep yourself up. If this is how you look when I first met you, then doggone it, this is how you're going to look forever. You need to keep yourself up. You need to keep yourself up. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta say it. I gotta talk about this kind of stuff because a lot of you women, a lot of you wives, y'all, it's like y'all are real hypocritical. Y'all want to go at the men for not keeping themselves up. Okay, well, I'm a good brother, okay? Tiario, I keep myself up so I can talk that talk. I'm not going to let my, yo, I'm just going to be real. I'm not going to let myself go. And I gotta say it, y'all. Y'all will never see Tiario letting himself go. It ain't going to happen. It ain't gonna happen. I will never let myself go because I care about myself. So I can talk that talk to you women because I care about myself. I'm not going to let myself go. It will never happen. But you women, y'all be letting yourselves go. And then got the nerve to be talking about men. How you going to gossip and run your mouth about men? But look at you. You let yourself go. You don't even look how you used to look in high school. You don't even look how you used to look in high school. A lot of y'all wives, man, you was the bomb in high school. You was sexy. You was fine. You had it going on. Now look at you. Your eyes all baggy and saggy. You're fat in the face. You're overweight. You don't let yourself go. Your hair falling out your head. I'm saying it. You're not attractive anymore. You're not attractive anymore to your husband. I'm saying it. And nobody put a gun in your head and told you to let yourself go. You chose that. And then got the nerve to expect a man to be with you forever. Are you insane? Say, bruh. You women got a light. Y'all be on some weird foolishness, bro. So basically, you let yourself go. And then you expect us good brothers to be with you? Are you crazy? You let yourself go. So why we gotta sit in that misery? I'm not about to look at no woman if she done let herself go. It ain't gonna happen, bro. It is not gonna happen. It is not gonna happen. I'm sorry, y'all. It's not gonna happen. I am not about to sit around and just watch you destroy yourself and let yourself go. And you expect me to still kiss you the same and love you the same. Are you crazy? I didn't fall in love with that. Okay? I didn't fall in love with that. It's a spirit on you women. And I'm going to say it. It's a spirit on you women. It's a tired and lazy spirit on you women. It's a spirit on you. That's why you let yourself go. That's why you're not attracted to your husband anymore. Because it's a spirit on you. And then you got some women who blame their kids. Well, me having kids is the reason why I look like this. No, you just tired. You just tired, man. A lot of women have children and they still be fine. They still get back in the gym and take care of their bodies and their health and their looks. I've seen it with my own eyes, man. It's a lot of sexy, fine mamas that's out there. I've seen it. I'm talking about women look good and she done had two and three of them and she's still hot. That's what I'm talking about. Please. My favorite female movie actress is Halle Berry. And Halle Berry is off the chain. And she even had a kid and she looked good. Women are just tired and lazy people and they just don't want to keep themselves up. And you wives, and I'm going to say it, you wives, y'all just got to get back on it, okay? Y'all just got to get back on it, and you got to get back to being attractive to your man. And stop getting mad at your man for cheating on you and all this foolishness. Y'all got to get back being attractive to your man, okay? I'm going to keep this video short and brief, because it's simple. It's simple. You mad because your man, he don't want to kiss you like he used to. He don't want to make love to you like how he used to. But you're not attractive to him anymore. You let yourself go. So Tiario is saying this to all of you women out there. For all of you wives who let yourself go. And you're not attractive to your husbands anymore. Get on it. Get on it and do your job. Okay? Get on it and do your job. So much love and much respect to you people out there, man. And may you people out there be richly blessed in the Lord. I just wanted to keep this one simple, y'all. This is a simple one. Wives who aren't attractive to their husbands anymore. It's time for y'all to get back on it, okay? Ladies, get back on it. Go get your looks back. Go get your body back. Stop sitting around eating all the ice cream and feeling sorry for yourself. Looking like a mess. Gotta be kidding me, man. Life is too short for this stuff. Okay? Life is too short for this stuff. Halle Berry is 50 years old and she looked better than, and it's sad to say, Halle Berry is 50 years old. She's 50 years old and she looked better than these women in their 20s. Gotta be kidding me, man. Get yourselves together out there, man. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Ain't nobody put a gun in your head, you know what I'm saying, and told you to let yourself go. Take responsibility. Take responsibility in your actions. Take responsibility in your actions, man. So much love and much respect to you people, and may you people be richly blessed in the Lord, man. Ladies, get back on it. Get the job done. Get yourselves back in shape. Get fine again. Get sexy again. Get hot again. And go get your man back. Much love, y'all. Peace.